It's You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom. It's a talk show. Music from Ian Walters and Nathan Jurgensen. And since he brought the microphones and decided to use them, your host, Brandon Weatherby.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. This is a talk show. It's so nice to see each and every one of you here. Ian, I'm so glad to see you. Nathan, equally glad. Oh, I like that the microphone's fed back during the theme music. That's always a good sign of the show. Is it Casey Anthony or Kaylee Anthony? Casey Anthony. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care. Somebody died. Whatever. You know what I do care about is strobe lights. Here's why. Strobe lights are the reason I got to kiss a girl for the first time. I was at a local aid show at Metro in 1998. I was also at a local aid show last night at Empty Bottle. I got my second kiss. No, I was at the... It was too local in a town that we're not in. I saw local aid in 1998 at Metro, and I caught a drumstick. And the girl next to me was having a seizure. So she closed her eyes. I gave her the drumstick, and then she started kissing me. And I was like, well, I can't afford a $15 ticket and a drumstick to get a kiss every single time I wanted to touch a woman. So it's been an uphill battle the whole time. I'm really going to miss certain people right now. I'm really going to miss certain people because it's very important that we learn about government in Washington, D.C. Sometimes it's so easy to just hate everyone, especially when you're doing a talk show. No one likes for you to hate the audience, and I don't hate the audience. In fact, I love the audience. I've been trying to write this monologue for a week. I've had one line in my head that just makes me pause and laugh for minutes at a time, and I haven't said it out loud, and I've written it down, and even while I was writing it down, I was laughing out loud. And over the shoulder boulder holder. Remember that? Yeah, that was a thing fourth graders called bras. Over the shoulder boulder holder. What's the point? There's so many syllables. Bra has one, brassiere has two, but yet over-the-shoulder boulder holder has been cracking me up in my skull for about a week straight. I don't know why! Oh, that's all I have tonight. We should wrap the show right now. No, we're on a very tight schedule because one of our guests has a very important place to be, so we're going to move the show along really quick tonight, and apparently we're going to do half the show with strobe lights. Once again, to Audio Podcast. Thanks so much for coming, everybody. We have Kelly Anaya from Brady Shunk Things. Please put your hands together for Kelly. Stand-up comedy from Tyler Richardson. Please put your hands together for Tyler. And closing the evening will be music from the Dusties. Without further ado, Ian Walters, Nathan Jurgensen, take it away, buddy. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. Was that new? Was that an original tune? Was that a cover? What
sure,
was that?
Yes.
Take the microphone, sir.
It's an older reggae tune by Alton Ellis called Come Back, Darling.
That's really good. That's why I'm so glad you're here. Are you okay? You don't seem into it tonight.
I'm great.
All right. You're back into it.
Well, I was saying to Nathan earlier, like, we raged so hard during the July 4th weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was a mistake.
And I just wanted to keep the party going. But sometimes it feels like the world is like, oh, I got to get back to my responsibilities. And
Did you have you drank any alcohol since Monday?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Nathan, have you?
Oh, yes.
Nathan, could we talk about the text messages you sent me on Monday, or is that...
I don't remember what they were. Oh, no, no, we shouldn't.
Okay,
we
fantastic.
Shouldn't.
We won't, we won't. We're going to get into, we're gonna get into the Kaylee Anthony trial much later in the show. That's not a joke.
Awesome.
I really want to get involved
awesome.
In that. But I do want to say something. How is that awesome? Okay, I do want to thank some... I want to thank three individuals. Really quick, Ian, have you ever had anything stolen from you?
Not recently.
I've had a lot of things stolen from me recently. I've had three computers stolen from me within the past 2 years.
Whoa.
What are you going to say, Nathan?
Well, that's starting to sound like your fault.
It is starting to sound like my fault. But it's not. This wasn't like I left them at a bar and somebody stole them, or I had a bag somewhere. No, 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 no. These were all three were breaking and entering. All three were when I was not at home.
Oh.
And all three times things were locked and gates were in the right place.
Wow.
So I've had three computers stolen from me in the past. This is a great start. Three computers stolen from me in the past 3 years or 2 years. And I wanted to thank all the people that have given me replacement computers. So far, I'm 3 for 3 on replacement computers. That's right. You should clap. Very,
That's
very
great.
Kind people.
That's great. Wow.
First of all, Kelsey, the woman I love, her computer was my computer because she got a new computer, so she let me use hers.
Right.
And that was stolen, so thank you to Kelsey. To replace that computer, a very kind listener of the show, friend of the show, James Mitchell, gave me a computer. Once that was stolen, a good friend of the show, Kevin McGuire, gave me a computer. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, I am now the proud owner of a 7-year-old Dell, thanks to Annie Reardon. So
hey,
please put your hands together for Annie.
Annie Reardon, hooking it up.
And I wanted to bring that up because it's really easy for me to just hate. And those are three of the kindest individuals, four of the kindest individuals you can meet. And this next guy coming to the stage, this first guy coming to the stage, is one of my favorite individuals in Washington, D.C. He's the kind of guy that when anthologies and when documentaries are made about art in Washington, D.C. in this era, he will be heavily featured in this, and hopefully he will be rich from it. But it's unlikely because it's about art. So please put your hands together, everybody, for Kelly and Nye, everybody. Kelly and Nye. Kelly, you do a lot of things. You write for Brightish Young Things, a.k.a. Brightish Young Gays.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're an artist, you're also a producer of art shows. Are all these things correct?
That's right, yeah.
What do you consider yourself? Was that a weird opening question?
I wouldn't say weird. Maybe a little difficult.
It is.
Yeah. That's a really difficult question.
Is it? Let's
really
go back to it.
Okay.
Brightish Young Gays. When did you start writing for Brightish Young Gays?
Okay, so they started Brightish Young Gays in, I guess, 2009. And I was kind of flip-flopping around. Like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Really, I just wanted to make animated GIFs and put them online.
What is your favorite animated GIF?
Oh, goodness.
Is this an equally difficult question?
Okay, no, okay. This one's really good. Okay, there's this image of... Lady Gaga dancing in, her first hit video.
Poker Face?
Might have been. I'm not
with
quite
the dog?
Sure. Oh, maybe it was.
That's Poker Face.
Yeah, Poker Face. All right, someone superimposed Bill Cosby's face on top of hers as she's dancing. I lost it when I first saw it. I could not keep it together.
Why isn't Lady Gaga's music as awesome as Lady Gaga as a thing?
She can't sing.
She can sing. That's not fair. Why do you hate Lady
right.
Gaga?
No, I don't. No, I think that the production of her music is really great.
I like my question three. I've already gone off the tracks. Let's go back to question two.
So
animated GIFs don't usually lead to actual writing.
No, right, and that's exactly what happened. I didn't write.
You didn't write,
no.
But you write now.
I do now. So they needed help doing the Pride Party in 2010. They were asked to do the Pride Party, the Capitol official, big gay
and
party.
And Pride's, for those of you that aren't in D.C., Pride's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, there are a lot of gay people
It's about 2 weeks long.
No, it's 1 week.
It's 1 week, so I've been lied to.
Yeah, I mean, there's some lead up. Maybe it's like a week and a few days.
Okay. Yeah. You're so nice. Even when I fuck up, you're like trying to get me back on track. You're such a nice guy.
I try.
So 2010 Pride, BYT right. says, come and help out.
Mm-hmm. They needed help doing just extra things, and they asked me to be a creative force for the party.
Okay.
And...
What does a creative force mean?
Basically, they asked me to like set up decorations, come up with themes for the different rooms that we had established, and kind of work with the theme of the party, which was Homo erectus. It was based... right. It was based...
That's pretty vague for a gay pride festival, Homo erectus.
We actually had a lot of lesbians that were a little upset with that because, you know, erectus...
comes. No, explain it.
Yeah, well, you know. So, anyway... They asked me to come up with different themes for like the different areas. They tasked me with getting an ice luge and sculpture.
Wait, an ice luge for drinks?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That was in the shape of a T-Rex.
Okay. How much money do you think that cost?
I think it was $1,200. I'm pretty
sure.
Let's
make this clear. Do you get paid from BYT?
I did for that party, yes.
Okay, but for the writing and all that stuff?
For the writing, in ways.
Huh. Let's find out about these ways.
About,
yeah,
let's talk about
this sounds scandalous.
Okay, so for the so for the parties, I do get paid for the parties.
For the parties,
For the other things, it's in different ways. If I go out to a certain event or something like that, I might get in free. And
okay.
I might get free drinks.
Okay. But that could just happen because you're an attractive man. Like, that has nothing to do with BYT. That's just you and that gorgeous face of yours.
Thank you.
He's a gorgeous
Thank
man.
Thank you very much.
Podcast. No, that's not a joke. You're a looker. Explain your haircut to the listener at home. Hey,
oh, goodness.
He could pull it off. That's
you know
not
where
a
it came
joke.
From? You know where it came from?
I have no idea.
It came from an animated GIF.
Really?
Yeah. There's some really nice animated GIF porn on Tumblr. Saw one that was like really hot, and I was like, printed it out and took it to the hairstylist. You know, I cut off the naughty bits.
Okay.
Right. And then I took it to the stylist and asked her to give me that haircut.
What did she say?
She was like, these hairstylists, they always try and give me this faux hawk, right?
So oh,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Longer in the front, down into the back, kind of short, and then, you know, sometimes a little rat tail comes out. I'm okay with the rat tail, but...
Wait, why are you okay with the rat tail?
I don't know, it's kind of sexy.
Is it?
If I was with some dude, like, I'd really like to grab that rat tail.
Okay, that's fair. Rat tail or just a long mane of hair? What do you prefer?
Long mane can get really nasty.
We're different people.
Okay,
I don't
right.
get that. The rat... continue okay. the...
So anyway, I didn't make any concessions with her. I was like, you know what? Usually I let stylists do what they want. They're artists. They know what they're doing.
Well, it is your head.
Right. But, you know, like, I don't know how to cut hair. I don't know what will look best on my head.
Are you sure about that? It looks pretty great now.
Well, it's because Well, you're right, I guess.
Exactly.
Because I told her what to do.
That's right.
So anyway.
So you're good at telling women what to do.
Right.
And
so
that's...
I told her to cut it in that way. And she was like, this is going to be a great summer look. That was, I got the haircut in February. So that was her
oh,
way of,
Jesus Christ.
You know, insulting me.
Was it a good winter look?
I'm going to say yes.
I think it was.
I have had it since.
Let's get off of the hair for a second.
Okay.
You're also an artist.
I am.
What kind of art do you produce?
I typically describe my art as a fusion between street art and I guess sculptural installation.
Okay.
So those two things very broadly. I use the concepts of street art. So street art that is the idea of public space versus private space. So why would you want to have something that is available to the public? Whether it is, whether it creates
money. So you
any
want accessible.
Money. Right, accessibility.
Do you want to create money?
I would.
You would?
I would.
That's really?
That's where it gets difficult.
It does seem
the
very difficult.
The marketing is very difficult whenever you get into something like that.
Yeah, like doing a talk show in a bar. What was so inspiring about street art?
It was the idea that it didn't necessarily matter what it was, that someone... was able to create something and put it out mm-hmm. without people knowing who that person was.
So you like the anonymity. Mm-hmm. I added four syllables. Sorry about that. Doesn't that kind of make it hard to like establish yourself as an artist if everything's anonymous?
It does. That's why a lot of street artists use tags.
But you don't. Do you tag?
I do not have a tagged name. So what I do is use concept. So any tags that you might see that aren't apparent that uh-huh. is a name or an image
okay.
is probably something that I've done.
Could you talk about any of this, or you could get in
sure,
trouble?
Sure, I can. I might get into trouble, but for you, Brandon.
Because the cops love podcasts.
Right.
By the way, have you met a cop that is like, just go ahead and do it?
No,
there's got to be a few. There's got to be a few.
This is part of the process that I'm starting to discover. I like giving away these tags and selling them so that I don't engage in the illegal act.
You're smart.
Other people.
So you're like the guy selling the spray paint.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
So
I'm starting to explore that theme.
What have you sold in terms of tags? This sounds so weird.
I gave some away in college.
Okay. Where'd you go to school?
And I went to GW. Okay. George Washington.
So that's why you're
University.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I do have them for sale. You know, I have like, you know, I've packaged them.
Could people buy them online?
Yeah, people can buy
Great
them.
Great plug. Where yeah, could people buy them right, online?
They can find my website is kellyanaya.com.
And your name is easy to spell because if you're listening to the show, his name is spelled correctly on the description of the show. Go to that.com.
Yeah.
That's how the internet works.
Yes.
That's not a knock on you. I know you know how the internet works. Did I just add a syllable to the word internet? I think I did.
Let's hope so.
I apologize. So you're an artist. You write for BYT, but you also have recently produced a giant art show.
I did. That was.
What was that about?
So I met up with a friend, Yosef Palermo, who, you know, in New York, another person who's creative around town, and we just started talking about this idea of putting together a show. He knew that I was involved in the art scene and that I did stuff for BYT and that I knew artists and things like mm-hmm. that. So he had a few bits of what the show would be.
Okay.
And I had a few bits of what the show would be, and we just combined.
So was the show just you two?
Yes, we were the only people to put it on.
No, but, like, did you feature any other artists?
Oh, right. Yeah, that was part. We were the producers, I guess, okay. So the directors.
So you were the curators.
Curators.
Did any of your art go in the into
no.
the... Why not?
You know, I think it's unethical.
Conflict of interest? Okay. Do you think that made you a better artist, having to look at others?
Say, what do you mean?
Well, you had to go out and find people that you found interesting. Mm-hmm. Did that make you look at your art any differently?
In a way, yes.
How so?
Because the first show was a photography show.
Okay.
So photography is easily accessible. It's easily installed, mm-hmm. which was part of the thing. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of time. We just kind of like did it on the fly, and honestly. But in the end, I started trying to understand still images.
Did you think there was a theme to the photos you chose?
As they came in, their themes arose, like, you know, just in my head.
Like? Whatever.
There was one room which I called the magic room. It was like really beautiful, ethereal, kind of glittery animals. And, you know,
this sounds
rainbows.
Like it was a BYT pride party as well.
Right.
Okay.
No, it was a lot of like misty images, a lot of like animals that there was a Chandy Kelly was one of our artists, and she had picture of a rainbow in a window coming from a waterfall and like an albino alligator, you know, crazy things.
But I like how like, you just brush over albino alligator because
right.
we've all seen them.
Right.
They're just everywhere in Washington, D.C.
You know, the images were, in my opinion, very magical.
How did you...
They were.
It's hard to ask another question when the last word was magical. It's very difficult. What do you want to be doing? Because you seem to be doing an awful lot.
I do. Because I've been so involved in kind of the support of doing art, I've started to move away from my own art making. And that's where I would...
Is that by choice? Or is that just a necessity of being overbooked?
It's a necessity of being overbooked.
Is that a good thing? Is this becoming an intervention for you to do
yes.
more art?
Maybe.
Okay. Time and place does not... Or not time and place... You have all the money in the world. You have all the time in the world. What would you be doing?
I'd be making art.
How? Where?
Time, money.
Yeah.
You know, with materials.
Would you be in D.C.?
No, I'd probably be living on the Mediterranean coast, preferably in Spain.
So Spain.
Spain.
Why not Greece?
I don't know.
You don't like unstable economies, do you? That's fair.
Spain's isn't doing so hot right now.
Why are you so much nicer than me, and what can I do to be nice like you? And that's not a joke. We've hung out a handful of times, and he is one of my favorite people in this city. He's just the nicest guy. And, like, people like you. I have yet to meet a man that's like, fuck that guy. They're either like, who? Or like, I love that guy. And I want to be like you. What can I be doing?
You know, a lot of it comes down to empathy. I came from I'm half Mexican.
Okay.
And my grandmother's illiterate.
Oh.
So there's a lot of understanding that just needs to happen.
Okay.
Not because she's illiterate, but because our family is so diverse and so big and there are lots of people.
Do you still talk to them?
All the time.
See, I don't do that.
All the time.
I'm trying to do the opposite. So that's not good.
No, so a lot of that comes from that, just like understanding.
Well, I can't fix
people.
Family issues. Give me another tip.
All right, you can study anthropology as well.
The store?
No.
That was a cheap one-liner. I'm sorry.
No, anthropology. You know, one of the main ideas is that you put yourself into other people's shoes, no matter who they are or what they do. They could be cannibals.
Even your answers are nice. I'm just trying to think of mean jokes.
But you know, whatever.
You're so nice. That's not a joke. We're going to end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex, or you get to tell a joke from the book Jokes to Tell.
Yeah, Love and Sex.
Love and Sex. Fantastic. This is why he's a good guest. He obviously knows what's going to work on the show. So I need you to pick a number between 1 and 243.
117.
117. Why 117?
17 is a weird number. I didn't want to just pick 17.
So you like prime numbers?
Yeah, why not?
Good. But this is divisible by 3, though.
I don't know. It's about 2.
117. If your partner of many years were going through a period of personal crisis and wanted to live alone for 6 months to figure things out, might you agree, or would such an arrangement be unthinkable and signify the end of your relationship? Let me point out how convoluted that question is. Do you understand it?
I do.
What is your answer?
I would allow them to do that.
God, even your answers are so nice.
Yeah.
Kelly, thank you so much for doing this. Kelly was booked at the Looking Glass before we moved to the Wonderland, and he was kind enough to arrange a schedule so we can be here. Let's plug some of your stuff, buddy.
Cool. You can always go to Brightest Young Things, click on the Gaze tab, and you know you can see some writing that I've done there.
And you can see some fantastic pictures with you and Mr. James Franco.
Right. That was a highlight of my life.
You have better hair.
Thank you.
That's not a joke.
Thank you. You know. Oh, okay. So
you're about even in terms of looks, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah, you're even.
I'll take that.
Try hard. What could you do, though? James Franco is quite a looker.
Oh, I could be in like 17 classes right now.
No, that's not impressive to me.
I could not
sleep.
He's
a cool dude.
I could not sleep for a week.
You seem like a hard worker already.
I sleep, though.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
Maybe cut that out.
Yeah.
So KellyAnaya.com. Okay.
KellyAnaya.com is my website where you can see all my artwork. And, you know, there's contact. My contact information is there, as well as commissions and things like that if you are interested. I'm a great painter.
He is. All of his stuff is great.
It's, you know, very realistic. So if you want something kind of... It's like highly realistic.
That
if you
was
want
your selling like, point.
If you want something that's like classically done, then like I could do that for you. It's going to be boring for me, but I can do it for you.
Kelly, thank you so much for doing this. Good. Kelly and I, everybody, please put your hands together.
Some say it was the open mic of legends, whispers echoing from the walls of Asylum DC on the first and last Tuesday of every month. One person, long insane from amazing drink specials and cactus wrestling, claimed that it was the least painful open mic in all of DC. Was it an illusion? Was it a duck? Neither. It's the Quick and the Damned open mic, the first and last Tuesday of every month, hosted by Brandon Weatherby, Peter Henneman, and Eric Zeger. Sign-up's always at 7:30 p.m., and the show's always at 8 p.m. from the people who brought you live from the lab, and you mean them, everybody. The Quick and the Damned open mic at the Asylum, 2471 18th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Find out on the first and last Tuesday if you feel lucky. Well, do ya?
I've been wanting to get this guy on the show since we started doing the show, so I'm so glad he could be here. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Tyler Richardson, everybody. Tyler Richardson!
Hello. I'm happy to be here. I guess I'll start by saying that I won't go to an amusement park anymore in odd numbers. I love amusement parks to death, but the last time I went in odd numbers, I ended up sitting next to this really big, extra black dude who had yellow eyes and looked a lot like the Candyman. I'm glad you understand what I'm talking about. So I sit down next to him and his leg was shaking a little, so I thought he might be nervous and I wanted to break the ice. I'm like, hey, what's wrong, Candyman? You aren't scared, are you? He didn't say anything to me. The ride takes off. As we get ready to go down the first hill, all the little girls behind us started to scream, and the Candyman grabbed my hand and squeezed the black out of it. I screamed a lot louder than everybody else on the roller coaster because I was being kidnapped. So as we're stepping off the roller coaster, he turned to me and he was like, man, that was some scary shit, wasn't it? You want to be permanent riding buddies? Sure. I didn't know what else to say. He hadn't let go of my hand yet. I was still terrified. I was looking around for my friends that came with me, and all of them left me when they saw me holding hands with the Candyman on the roller coaster. But I will say this. After a day of eating funnel cake and him winning me prizes and stuff, I know how some women feel when you go out. Sometimes you just want to look good and have fun without seeing anybody's dick. Am I right? I get that now. I have a sister who's still in high school, and she wanted to show me how she could dance. So she's, like, dancing in front of me, and she's black, you know. So it's a lot like those YouTube videos where the black girls are dancing in front of, like, a mirror, and the ass doesn't seem to be attached to the rest of the body. And it was weird, because I'm family, but I felt like slapping her like a father and making it stop, and I fought that for a while until she put her hands on her knees, and I couldn't fight the slap anymore. I let it go. That's when she twerked her ass a little bit, so I ended up slapping that on accident. I realized I'm on my mother's front lawn, so I turned around, and one of my mother's neighbors was raking his lawn. And she and I both saw him, and we froze for a second, and then she kept dancing, and I kept slapping, because mind your business, Mr. Johnson. The incestuous Richardsons are next door. I have a lot of respect for somebody that can control a crowd with their words, obviously. She told me that a student at her school had been suspended for inciting a riot. I had to know what happened. She's like, well, it all began when the price of honey buns went up 25 cents. Go on. So for this, I like crowd participation. So if you will, when I pump my fist, can you say yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get there. So... We're in the cafeteria. I just bought a honey bun, and I'm upset. Hey, everybody! I don't know if you know this, but the price of honey buns just went up. Is anybody else tired of the man sticking his hands in your wallets whenever he feels like it?
Yeah!
And are we sick and tired of homework being assigned on the weekends?
Yeah!
All right, well, grab your pitchforks and your torches, everybody. We're going to the principal's house. Let's lynch his ass! And they suspended that little girl for that. That's crazy. I give her that voice because it tickles me. So I see we've got some women in attendance. Tell me if I'm wrong. If somebody's done something that you found romantic and it gave you butterflies in your stomach, there's a pretty good chance somebody else already did that, but you found it creepy, right? Thank you. And to the like one of them. to the rest of you, I have two stories. Okay, story number one. So... you guys wouldn't believe it. I was leaving work the other day, and Michael decided to walk with me, and it started to rain, so he put his jacket on top of me. And when I got to my car, he didn't try to make a move or anything. I want him inside of me. That's story number one. She's got butterflies. Story number two. So you wouldn't believe how creepy Ramon was the other day. I'm leaving from work, and he starts following me. And I'm basically running away from him when it started to rain, and he threw his jacket on top of me. I panicked because I thought he was going to toss me into his rape van, but he doesn't drive a van. He drives a BMW. Did you know that? I want him inside of me. It's not about butterflies, because an expensive car can give you those, too. Anybody in here a crazy woman? I was hoping somebody would make a noise. You're not a woman, but I could see how anybody could be crazy. That was awesome, the interview you gave. No matter how many compliments he gave, he never complimented those shorts. And I'm not even gay, but you are wearing the shit out of those. And I felt like he should have touched on them. That was wrong of you. Sometimes I feel like I was born in the wrong decade, just because like I'm cool with a lot of old stuff. Like hippies liked weed, I love it. Hippies didn't like condoms, can't say I care for them myself. Trust is my safe sex. Anybody? A few of you, I appreciate that. And being black for just me in attendance, I feel like the one black dude left at the very beginning. I feel like there's some stuff in the civil rights era that I could live with, like sitting in the back of the bus. If there was a black person in the back, dude with the dreadlocks, you are close enough. Is the back not where we are pulled anyway? That's our instincts, man. Cool people sit in the back. I can live with that. And then there was the segregated schools, and that one kind of felt like it was cool too, just because a lot of the best learning I do is when white people aren't around. You all might not know this, but like as soon as you leave the classroom, the teacher's like, all right, all of them are gone. Everybody lean in. Christopher Columbus was a monster. Write that down. And the final one that I really felt like was for anyone of ethnicity, feel free to take part in this, the segregated water fountains. That rule was for anyone of color. Have you been behind a white person at the water fountain? They put their whole mouth on the spout and have no shame in looking you in the eyes while they do it. There you go, Mr. Black Guy. That is for you. You're welcome. All right. I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you very much. And I guess we're interviewing
we're
now.
We're doing an interview. Tyler Richardson, everybody. That was great.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing the show. You have to get out of here because you have to go to the Arlington Draft House. You're hosting tonight.
Yes, for Shang Wang, who is a fantastic comedian.
I almost wrote about that, but instead I decided to write about the Blues Brothers. I'm sorry.
Can't blame you.
I have some album title suggestions for you. Do you have an album out?
I do not.
Are you going to record one sooner or later?
I imagine I will.
Here are a handful of potential titles. Number one, Christopher Columbus was a monster. Number two, Trust is my safe sex. Number three, slapping that on accident. Number four, the incestuous Richardson. And number five, it tickles me.
I really like Trust is my safe sex, and I thank you for that.
Are you single right now?
I am.
Okay. when did you start doing comedy?
It's been like 5 years.
You're so not a five-year comic. You seem much further along. You didn't do any shitty premises. What's the deal?
Well, thank you. I try to think of something original that I haven't.
Yeah. I'm sorry I set you up with the most boring WTF question possible. Do you like the podcasts?
I do. I listen to a few of them lately. I haven't gotten a chance to delve into them as much as possible.
But you probably have a job.
I do.
There you go. What's your job?
I'm an analyst at a credit union.
Really?
It's not exciting.
Does that help with the comedy at all?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But my boss always thinks I'm going to write a joke about her.
Oh, wow, that's depressing. Okay.
There's nothing funny about her.
Where are you from?
I was born in Minot, North Dakota, but I've lived... Yeah, I'm a Dakotian.
How often do you go back?
Rarely, because my family always reminds me... Like, I was very young when we moved away, and they're
okay.
Always like, there's nothing fun for you to do up there. Don't go back.
Where did you move after North Dakota?
I moved around, but I've been in Virginia
okay. For,
like, the past 10 or 15 years.
Okay, and you found that D.C. is a good scene for you.
I love D.C., but I'm actually moving in like a month or two.
Where are you moving?
New York.
Oh, fantastic. You should do the show in New York.
Oh, you're up there too?
Yeah, I'm up there too.
Jam?
That's the Michael Jackson song jam that featured Michael Jordan in the video, the NBA jam, the
Teddy Riley, do you know him?
Oh, I know Teddy Riley.
Yeah.
Jam.
That's
well, that's the sample that's in the Michael Jackson song.
I know, but he didn't.
He didn't rape boys?
Well,
what?
He did.
Really?
No, he did that. There's
Teddy Riley didn't do that.
Oh, you're talking about Teddy. No, he didn't.
Yeah, that's why he's better.
Mm. Mm.
Don't hesitate on that, sir. We're going to end this interview because you have to get going. We're going to do a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex, or you get to tell a joke from the book Jokes to Tell.
I actually want to do a question from the Book of Love and
Thank
Sex.
Thank you. This is a better answer, by the way, future guest. This is the much better answer. Oh. I need you to pick a number between 1 and 243.
137.
Why 137?
I felt like going for something random, and those are the first three numbers that popped into my brain.
Like your honesty and the fact that you were quick about saying it. 137. If your lover left you for someone else, would you find it more painful if your rival were a man or a woman? Why? So I think the question is asking, if your boyfriend or girlfriend leaves you, would you prefer it be a man or a woman? And why does this matter? This is the dumbest question. Answer the dumb question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because either way you got burned. But
yeah, I mean,
I feel like I might prefer it if it were a woman. Why? Because with a man, I feel like I would just constantly have the images of the nastiest, most pleasuring sex that I couldn't deliver.
Have you had those images in your head before?
I have, because has I've that had made a lover you... leave me for another man.
Has that made you a better comic?
No.
Oh, no.
I try not to bring that bitterness on stage.
It shows. I think there's tonight's theme is things Brandon should learn from the guests. The person that laughed the loudest was my fiance. You're so good. Thank you for doing the show. And please, when you're in New York, please do the show in New York.
Thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to that.
Where can people find you besides tonight? We're already at a show. So are you there tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll be at the Arlington Cinema Draft House hosting for Shang Wang, and Seton Smith will be featuring. Next week, I'm hosting for Tony Rock at the Richmond Funny Bone. And I think on the 23rd, I'm headlining a cruise in Annapolis.
Wait, you're headlining a cruise?
Yeah.
Have you done this before?
I didn't headline it, but I did. And it was cool. A lot of
really
friendly white people. A lot like this room right now.
Yay!
You all are wonderful.
It's so weird to be here. No, I'm completely serious. We see the show at the Looking Glass, so the Looking Glass crowd's pretty much 50-50.
But they're stabby.
No, but they're nice.
Mm.
Trust me, the stabby people were the ones in polos that I told to shut the fuck up because they were talking about working on the hill. Those are the stabby people, but they didn't have the balls to actually stab. No, I kind of miss that about the Looking Glass, like the diversity. We're here, everyone's lovely, but I feel like I'm in Chicago again. Oh, because Chicago's racist, that's why I said
that. Oh, no,
yeah,
I was there, and I felt the same way. I thought it was blacker than that.
No!
Everybody looked at me like, what are you doing here?
That's the south side. All the north side's white, all the south side's black, and the middle is awful.
Yeah, where people jog, they don't like blacks.
No, they don't. Nope. That's completely right. You're so cultured and worldly.
Travel. I try.
So the answer is the cruise.
Yeah.
That's
and
so weird
everything
and great.
After that escapes my mind.
Thanks for doing the show. You don't have a website, do you?
I do not, but I am on Facebook, and I would appreciate a friend. I've got like three. Three. And I'm on Twitter. I try
Yeah,
to
what's
be
your
witty.
Twitter thing? At
Tyler Richardson, but
you got it. There's like 100 Tyler Richardsons.
I did, except Good. For the L is a 1.
So. Okay, so you didn't get it. You got Wundler Richardson.
I got the next best thing.
Wundler Richardson on Twitter. He's one of my favorites. Thank you so much for doing this. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Tyler Richardson.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. It would be awfully kind of you to consider donating to keep this show alive. But we understand that money may be tight right now. So if you can't donate, please sign up on our mailing list. We promise it's not too annoying. Thanks for listening. And now back to the show.
Are you close to your family, sir? This isn't a trick question. Do you have cousins and brothers that you talk to or anything like that? Or sisters?
The less I talk to you, the closer I feel like we are.
So the longer this show goes, the worse this relationship becomes.
It's a level of depth that I'm not prepared to deal. I don't know that that's like a rule with things that are outside a family.
You think a lot before you speak, don't you?
I'm kind of the introspective type.
Once again, the theme of the show is things Brandon could learn. I don't have a relationship with my family. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just a thing. I talk to my mother, and that's it. So I got this voicemail the other day, and yeah. It made no sense because I have no idea who it's from. Sound guy, could we play the voicemail? We good?
Oh, awesome.
Here we go.
Hey, Brandon. Hi. How are you? Listen, it's Sam, your cousin-in-law.
Stop it there.
Because we...
I'm not married yet. I'm engaged, and to the best of my knowledge, my fiance does not have a cousin named Sam. Continue.
We've been listening to your podcast, and we love it. I listen to it as often as I can. It comes out really often, but I listen to it as much as possible. Sometimes a word may stop me, in the monologue, I gotta skip it. But, and it just makes us laugh at least once. Every podcast, at least one laugh.
Stop that.
Every.
The show is 90 minutes long. That's not really a compliment. Continues.
And I like that you don't have to be, you don't have to be funny the whole time. You can get really serious, really deep, about a lot of things for most of the show that it's not funny. I really like it. And I had a question about how the recording do you use, like what kind of digital tapes do you use? Is there like a C60, C80? I'm just curious, you've got that kind of distortion on it, that kind
stop.
Of...
Stop. I'm sorry. We're learning how to use recording equipment. We've only done 170 episodes. These things just don't happen overnight. Continue, please.
Is that like a pedal? But you know what? I just really love. I love all the guests that you have. Just such great that you don't feel the need to have guests. Maybe I might have heard of, because otherwise I might be tempted, to try and hear their answers. Which I know, letting them talk is not your specialty, really. But that's I love it. It's one of my favorite live podcasts, which is just such was just such an original concept, and it's just
stop there. Is it just me, or does this seem like an awfully mean, backhanded voicemail thus far?
I think it's kind of awesome.
All right, continue. Let's finish
See you at Christmas, or whenever, you might have to move home. We love you, buddy. Have a good day.
I have no idea who that's from. I have no idea why I got this. Ian, what do you think?
Well, it was obviously pretty critical in a passive-aggressive kind of way.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I thought there were some good tips there, and
what,
maybe
really?
maybe
what tips, Ian?
maybe you'll run into Sam at Christmas.
I
and
don't
stuff.
No, whenever I go home, it's just my mother and I, and I drink a lot of whiskey, so I forget the night. I've never met a Sam.
I feel like Sam had some things to say, and he said that with a familial level of love and kindness.
But how is it familiar if I've never met him?
He's your cousin.
I don't know him. He's my cousin-in-law. We're not even married yet. Why is my voice high?
Well, he's going to be your cousin. You should treat him like family. He's, and I don't know.
So do you think I should respond to this guy?
In the podcast, you don't need to call him up and leave him a voicemail if that's
Could
not
I start
your
doing that?
Of.
Could I just start sending messages to people that might be listening to the show?
That's how I would answer my voicemails.
That's what I'm going to start doing. Could I answer emails and texts the same way? Could this get me a job somewhere?
Well, people might say to you, you didn't call me back. You didn't respond to my email. And I said, well, I responded to you in my podcast, bitch. What?
That's actually not a bad idea. And I do say bitch an awful lot. It's going to be really good.
That helps out.
I wanted to talk about, by the way, thanks to the sound guy for doing that. That was PJ back there playing the voicemail. Yeah. PJ's doing a great job with sound tonight. We kind of cut this short because Tyler needed to get out of here, but I wanted to talk about this now. You've actually been following this Casey Anthony trial? What is the name?
Casey Anthony is the mother, and Kaylee is the daughter.
And you've been, about 3 months ago, you started watching TMZ, or following it online,
yeah,
watching
now, it. Now I, call the 800 TMZ number to,
Is that a real number?
Yeah, it's totally legit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Well,
they stick you on hold for, half an hour.
You call?
And they haven't ever gotten to my question.
So you ask them questions?
That's right, the TMZ team. I think it's better and like they give...
Stop. Don't say this flippantly. No one knows what you're talking about. This is so interesting to me.
Well, they have a show, too.
Okay, so you watch the show and you follow them online.
It's complicated. It's a lifestyle, really. They have a show on television, okay, that competes with Maury.
Okay.
Right? And Maury is like, it's the same thing over and over again. You are the father. And
okay, then, I get that.
So I switched to the TMZ. Now, you watch the TMZ on online, too, at TMZ.com, and then they have an online broadcast that occasionally coincides with the network television broadcast where fools like me get to call up and ask questions like, oh, my God, Brangelina took off the ring. What does it mean?
Wait. What do you... Do they actually have a call-in segment?
Yes.
And you've tried to call in.
Yes, and they stick... Here's the thing. They stick you on hold if you're on a regular phone. I call from my cell. But if you're on the fucking Skype, they put you right through.
Have you done the Skype calling?
I don't have the fucking webcam and the fucking Skype stuff put on the thing.
What were you going to ask?
Well, I mean, this week it's Casey Anthony all day, all night.
So what do you wish you knew? Maybe I could help you.
Is she single?
Yes.
Yes. Does she want to hang out with her folks anymore?
Yes, because they got her a lawyer.
Over it? I think the brother like really bailed her out. I think the jury believed what the brother had to say.
I want to make it clear. I have no idea what he's talking about. I've only learned this woman's name in the past week. When I visited Chicago last time, I visited my mother, and she was watching Nancy Grace for about as long as Nancy Grace is on headline news. Nathan, pick up the microphone for 1 second. Have you seen headline news recently?
I have.
Is it just me, or has it turned into a Greg Akari film?
I don't know what that is.
A Rocky?
Akari? Yeah.
Is it a Rocky?
Yes.
Greg Araki film?
Yes, it is.
Isn't headline news exactly out of the Doom generation whenever the TV is on? Or is this like too indie for the... It's too indie, I'm sorry. Do you know about this trial?
I know a little bit. In the last week, I've heard some people talk about
it. Are you interested at all?
You know, Ian, if you hook up with Casey Anthony, you don't need to wear protection.
Trust is the...
Because you only got, you know, 4 months.
That's
tops.
Great. That's a funny joke. Thank you. Let's clap for that funny joke. That's brilliant. That's a brilliant joke. I am kicking myself for not coming up with that. Jesus Christ, that's perfect. Ian, do you feel upstaged?
Not even a little bit, man.
You're in a weird mood tonight. I don't know if I like it or I love it.
It's been a rough week.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Casey Anthony and you will find true love.
God forbid.
In the end.
Well, she's going to be a big fucking star, Brandon, before any of us in this room are a big fucking star.
Why are you telling me that? You sound like my fake cousin.
She's going to be suckling the sweet nipple of celebrity while the rest of us are here at the fucking Wonderland or Looking Glass, wherever the hell it may be.
I like this version of you. That what you just said there was longer than my monologue and way funnier. Nathan, don't encourage him by laughing so heartily. Coming to the stage, he is the front man of the band, The Dusties. Please put your hands together, everybody, for David Hodgson, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
David, you are in the band, The Dusties.
That's right.
I've been misspelling your band's name for 2 weeks.
It's terrible.
I'm sorry.
I'm angry.
You should be.
I'm not angry anymore.
Oh, that's great. Yay. How are your boat shoes? I don't think I've ever been able to pull off boat shoes. They look really good. This is not it. Why are you laughing? This is a sincere...
No, do they look okay?
I think that... Here's the thing. He's got kind of a charcoal gray / black slacks thing going on.
With some blue.
Some short Argyle socks. Gray boat shoes. And then like a pinkish with hues of navy blue and gray shirt. It looks perfect. It looks great on you.
Man.
That's another theme of the night. Great dressers. You're all dressed to the...
That's great.
Like
I had nothing to wear before.
Really? This is your nothing to wear?
I got back from
Portugal.
What, do
you wear tuxes every day?
I got back from Portugal yesterday, and
was Portugal?
It was good. I'm a little jet lagged.
What did you do in Portugal?
I just walked around. I just looked for food that was edible.
Was there a lack of edible food in
Portugal? We were kind of on a budget, and I didn't love it.
The food. You didn't love Portugal?
No, I loved Portugal. I had a great time.
You didn't
time.
Love the food?
But yeah.
I thought it's supposed to be good food.
Did you know that scallops means pork when you're over there?
So you kept ordering pork on accident? Or just once?
It happened. Oh, just once.
Yeah.
And a hamburger is a Salisbury steak.
Kind of is, actually.
Did it come
with gravy?
It did. It had gravy all over it, and it was really chewy.
Are you sure that just wasn't a Salisbury steak with a bun?
No, it was a hamburger. No bun.
So then it was just a Salisbury steak.
Right. But you order a hamburger.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm confused.
Yeah. This is just one of the, little things.
Do you want to talk about your tour with the Bravery at all, or no?
I don't. Do you have any questions?
Not really. Peter, friend of the show, he's in your band, told me about the breakdown in Nebraska.
Yeah, the van broke down.
Yeah. Well, that was perfect. Let's end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex, or Jokes to Tell. Which one would you like, sir?
I'll do the Book of Questions,
there
Love and
Sex. There you go. I need you to pick a number between 1 and 243.
138.
All right, we rip out the pages of the books so we don't repeat any questions on the show. 138, if you can be twice as passionately in love with your partner as you are now, would you want to be? What about 10 times as in love? At what point is love so strong it is unhealthy?
You want me to answer all three questions?
Once again, this is from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD, my favorite and worst question writer in the history of mankind.
Twice as passionate? No.
What about 10 times?
10 times? Maybe.
At what point is love so strong it is unhealthy?
Ugh.
Hold on, wait. Answer this abstract question as concisely as possible because you are dealing with something as concrete as love, which is not abstract at all.
I'm going to say twice as much would be unhealthy.
But 10 times as good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You're a true musician. The Dusties are going to play. They're going to set up. Ian and Nathan's going to take over. Please put your hands together, everybody, for David Hodgson, everybody.
You, Me, Them, Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though, so why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead, give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
Hey, we're the Dusties playing Pretty Stripped Down. Thanks for being here. Awesome podcast. Thanks for having us. This first song is called See You Soon. Sunshine beat, I'm up on my feet, hope I see you soon. Face filled sleep, invading my dreams, knew I'd see you soon.
Moonlit streets, I wander and beat just to see you soon. Phantom fleas, I'm running to meet, knew I'd see you soon.
Smile, I can't wait to see you again. So soon means you're more than a friend. I can't wait to see you again. Showered clean and breast with a scene, need to see you soon. Heart obscene, you know what I mean, hope to see you soon.
Silent scene, I reach for my dream, gonna see you soon. Just to
so soon means you're more than a friend. I can't wait to see you again.
Think you're what I've been trying to find,
and you're never not on my mind.
All right, this next song is called Weak Spots.
Thank each and every one of our guests. I want to thank Kelly. Please put your hands together for Kelly, for Tyler, and for the Dusties. That was so good. I also want to thank some people that we don't always thank. PJ did the sound tonight. I think he did a fantastic job. PJ is great. Our bartender, Wells. I always remember your name, Wells, because there's a Chicago band that I like called Wells Next the Sea, and I have no idea what that means. Is anybody? Is it from something? No? No? Let's see if I can make this longer than the monologue. You guys are fantastic. We're going to be back here the first and second Friday in August. If you're bored and want to travel, come on out. We'll be at the Hungry Brain in Chicago on Monday the 18th, and we'll be at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn on July 23rd. And those shows are going to be shows. It's going to be very fantastic. Now I'm just killing time because I have a microphone. I feel very powerful. I like the Wonderland. It's nice and dark. Here's my one issue with the Wonderland. Wells, I think you'll agree. Do you go to the restroom upstairs?
Never.
Nothing. It's fine, but I feel like I'm going to have a seizure every time I'm in there because it's this very bright red, but somebody tagged it with green, so it's just painful.
Like on drugs.
It is like I'm on drugs. Very, very shitty drugs. Thanks for coming, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.